Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Finding Your Heart podcast, where we're helping you know who you are, walk in purpose, and assist you navigating this dating world, doing it God's way. I am Rhonda Live, and I'm so excited to be your host in this season. So we're starting a new season, and it is called You Are Good Enough. And I'm super excited because I've realized, of course, when I was single, that it's so important to really take the time and embrace who you are, what type of person you would want to be with, what things you like. You know, do the work, do the hard stuff now so that when those individuals come in your life, it will be easier to recognize who's really for you and who is against you. You will get to a point where you won't settle and you will wait for specifically who God has spoken to you about in your spirit. Because in this dating world, the Ishmaels, the fake ones, always come up, and those seasons, those persons, they help you become stronger. They help you to know what to look for and what not to look for. The main thing is that you embrace your worthiness and break down the self-doubt. Break down all the self-doubt and embrace your true worthiness. Because when you do that, you will be less likely to believe what the enemy is saying to you in your mind, or, you know, what are you saying to you through other people? So let's get into it. I want to read a scripture, Psalms 139 and 14. It says, I will praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And so the psalmist is taking a stance that, you know what? I'm going to praise you because you made me good. Everything about me is good. My hair, the way I look, my personality, and those things that you made are wonderful. And I love that last part where it says, I know that full well, which means I'm confident in the fact of who you created me to be. And definitely if someone is not accepting you for who you are in Christ, that is not your person. So how can you begin to really embrace your worthiness? How can you begin to really put in the work and break free from that self-doubt? And I'm not talking about becoming someone else. I'm talking about you really getting to know who God is in your life, what he says you should be doing, and who he created you to be. A lot of times we are, you know, persuaded by what we see naturally, so on social media or persons that we do admire. And sometimes we start to pattern, you know, the way we talk, the way we dress after those persons, the decisions that we make, we model them after those persons. But I want you to really begin to do the work in who you are in Christ. So the first thing is, must identify that you are precious creation of God. Literally, God created you. And if you believe in God who created you in his image, according to Genesis 1 and 27, that means that you inherently are valuable. That means you are automatically worthy simply because the virtue of being created by God is in you. I want you to reflect on this truth and recognize that your worthiness is a beloved child of God, not necessarily your mom and dad's child. But when you are a beloved child of God, it changes your thought pattern. Think about it. The creator of the entire universe, the one who knows the beginning and the ending and the in-between of things, is your father. Now, when you have a mindset like that and your father is the one who can handle any situation, that should make you want to run to him. That should make you realize that he's going to protect you and not allow you to get involved with someone or get involved in something, as long as you are his child, as long as you're sensitive to his prompts, as long as you are following His word. I know that we make mistakes and grace is there for that, but really, we want to make sure that we're so into the Lord that we hear Him when in the simplest things of our lives He wants to be a part of, because that's what a father does, right? That's what a father does. Number two is, I want you to recognize your uniqueness reflects God's design. And I always say this, we all have a different set of fingerprints. And just like our fingerprints are so different and they are identifiable to each individual person, our uniqueness is different and it reflects how God wants us to be. Each person is uniquely created by God with specific talents, specific strengths, and qualities. So I want you to encourage those around you, but most importantly, encourage yourself to embrace your individuality, embrace your unique attributes, and that you know those attributes are a reflection of God's design. Okay, so before you even try to get into a relationship, I want you to know, what are your talents? What are your strengths? What are some of your qualities? What are some of your weaknesses? You have to know you before you try to love and assist someone else. I want you to know that all of those talents, all of those personality differences and traits and quirks about you, that's what makes you so special and so valuable in God's eyes. I want you also to realize that no relationship defines your value, but your value is already settled. It's already in place because God simply created you. Number three, let me get some water. All right, number three, God has purpose for your life, period, point blank. And your purpose in life is not to grow up and get married and be able to live with someone. That's not your purpose in life. God has a purpose in your life, and it is unique, and it's based off of your qualities, and your purpose plays a pivotal role or a vital role in the lives of other people. Usually your purpose is associated with those unique qualities. So that's why I said earlier, it's important for you to know who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, and your talents. I want you to take time to seek God's guidance and direction in discovering and embracing your unique purpose. I want to remind you that you are not defined by your relationship status, but you're rather defined, and your identity is really in the fact that you are a child of God and you have a valuable role to play in His kingdom. I can remember for a long time, I struggled with the question, like, Lord, you know, why did you create me? And what should I be focusing on? And I was in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I took a spiritual gift test that one of my mentors gave to me. And when I took that spiritual gift test, oh my goodness, the top three that I scored in were exactly who I was. And I took that and I have ran with it, even though I feel like those top three are completely different from each other. Like, one is administration, one is exalting, and my other one, believe it or not, was pastoralship. But I have ran with those, in that I love encouraging people. I love administration and, you know, making different systems work better for people. I started my own business because of that. And sing and do motivational speaking, and just in my everyday life trying to help people feel better about who they are and what's going on in their lives. You know, just giving a different perspective to life. So I would encourage you to start maybe even with that. If you haven't already, take that spiritual gift test. I'll make sure that I put the link in the notes section of this podcast so that you could begin to embrace those talents and begin to walk in them confidently, right? Which goes to the next point, number four, is that comparison steals your joy, because as you begin to know what you like and know what you want to do in life, you start to look around, you know, you start to look around and see, okay, is this okay? Is this going to be accepted? But I'm reminding you and I'm reminding myself that we're already accepted. We are already accepted and loved through Jesus Christ. So I want to warn you against those traps, because if you fall into comparison, it has the ability to almost stunt you. It has the ability to keep you from moving forward, because then you begin to self-doubt. And when you begin to self-doubt, it becomes, you know, dissatisfaction in who you are. It really becomes dissatisfaction of the creation that God has made being you. So focus on your own journey. And, you know, sometimes you might have to not scroll as much on social media, you know, and maybe you have to take time to actually share and testify to others what God is doing in your life so that you can stay in a state of gratefulness in heart and mind. So I look at those moments as celebrating, you know, your accomplishments and being thankful for every blessing, rather than constantly, you know, measuring yourself against others. God has such a unique plan for your life. It is so much bigger than you could probably imagine. Like, whatever you think it is, God has something even bigger. So His plan is great. His plan is perfect. It's beyond you even, you know, finding a man and getting married. Your worth, again, is not determined by how you measure up to other people, but it is determined already because God created you. And then as you move into the things that He wants you to do for your life, He is the person that you want to please. Look, Psalms 37:4, and I say it all the time, that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, He truly will give us the desires of our heart. And so the final point in that I want to share in helping you embrace your worthiness and break free from self-doubt is make sure that you surround yourself with community and support. It is absolutely essential. I myself, you know, struggle with this sometimes because, one, you know, being a military family, we move around a lot. But then two, I don't think I'm the best at cultivating relationships because I haven't figured out how to do it, you know, and be personable with people all the time. Like, sometimes I just want to send out an email and then hear back from people, but I understand some people want calls, and sometimes it's just hard to find those pockets within the day or within the week. And then it's not that I don't care, it's just I have to figure out how to build that community. And maybe community looks different. Maybe it's community for, you know, church, you know, so you have a community in spiritual development at church, and then you might have community at places where you volunteer, or you might have community with your family. You might even have community with a friend that, you know, you can just call and laugh with. So that's kind of how I have been building community. I definitely want to, you know, work on that more, but at least make sure that you surround yourself with people who are supportive, who may not agree with you all the time, but making sure that the people that you do surround yourself with, that they are believers, they affirm your worth and encourage you to live out your faith journey, that they are ones that will call you out. Maybe if you're not doing the things that they know that the Lord has called you to do. The great thing is, you're not alone. You know, the struggles that you're going through, there are, you know, lots of people, including me, that can offer support and encouragement and possibly even give you a different perspective. When I didn't have a community for what I was going through, I started to build one, which is why Finding Your Heart became a nonprofit organization. And to this day, even moving to podcasts and having our group on Facebook, that's still community. You know, that's still a place where you can get encouragement from your from the different mentors that are in there. You can get encouragement even from new friends that you may meet. So maybe start there. And I know a lot of times it's hard to build community because we may have trust issues, or we may think that we don't want to really hear what people have to say. But I invite you to be a part of the Finding Your Heart community. I'll make sure that I place a link for you to join there. And I'm super excited because this is a new season. It's a new season, but it's spring. And, you know, things are starting to come alive. And I pray that as we move throughout these next weeks, that, or whenever you're listening to this, that you really embrace who God has called you to be, and that self-doubt becomes a thing of the past. One of the things that I did when I first decided to do a live recording many years ago, every time I felt like I couldn't do something or I heard negative things in my head, I knew that that was simply myself and the enemy trying to prevent me from moving forward in purpose. And so the more intense that those things became in my mind, I became even more tense with moving confidently in my purpose. So if I felt like I couldn't do it that day, I would literally make myself do two or three things that will put me closer to doing that live recording. And I'm so thankful to the Lord because he really graced me in that season to complete the live recording. But it took faith. It took me combating those self-doubt in my mind and doing the action, doing what it takes to embrace who I am, God. Even now, you know, I have this sense that the Lord is wanting me to just clarify even more so, you know, what he wants me to do specifically in my music ministry and be clear about the songs that he wants me to share. And so it is a continuous process of reminding ourselves that we are precious, we are worthy, and we have purpose. And no matter what anybody says, it's really all about what God has spoken over your life and who he has created you to be. So we're in this thing together. Let's walk out purpose together. Make sure you join the group. And until next time, continue to make God number one in your life, because everything else is secondary.